So great to be learning together. Sharei Raz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to do a controversial topic that Rav Aja has a Tshuva and Yechavadah and Chelek Bet Siman Hey. Question is the Chazan allowed to use secular music to use the tunes of secular tunes to sing the various parts of the Tefillah? And Rav Aja presents over here a wide variety of opinions. He quotes Rav Chaim Palagi, who was against it. He quotes other great rabbanim who were against it as well. However, he quotes great rabbanim, including Maran Achida, who actually allows it. And they say, look, that it's okay. It's sort of, you are migayer. You are converting the songs to Jewish, to making it a Jewish song. It was once a non-Jewish song, and you're megayer, you're incorporating it into the Jewish way, and that's the right way to go. You know, and in fact, he quotes the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Lulav. He writes of the Simcha, being joyful in Avodat Hashem, Yitbarach v'avato v'asiyat mitzvotav, and doing the mitzvot, is Avodah Gedolah, he's a great thing. And it's actually the punishment for not serving Hashem with joy. That it will be punished if we don't serve Hashem with joy. And on this basis, he's saying all the various gedolim of the Edot Mizrach, Sfaradim and Edot Mizrach, they made songs they incorporated from the tunes of the Arabs and into the tefillah. And he even like a cute point, he said, "Al Aravim b'tocha talina b'tikinu atenin." Aravim b'tocha talina b'tikinu atenin from Tehillim, but so it's a similar idea that we're taking from their tunes and you incorporate in the tefillah, and that's the right way to go. And he writes, "Look, this is many gdolei Yisrael are doing this." He said, "Look, this is all the shirei the bakashot." It said on Shabbat, and he quotes a whole bunch of the great Syrian rabbanim. Rabbi Shlomo Laniado wrote this to the Shela to Jod Beit Dino Shel Shlomo. Rabbi Avraham Entebbe, who wrote Yoshev Oalim. Rabbi Mordechai Labaton, who wrote the Nochach HaShulchan. Mordechai Abadi, who wrote the Mayan Ganim. And there's many great rabbanim, gedolim v'atzmim haTorah, who were from Avraham Tzova, who made these songs, and made these tunes incorporated in the tefillah. And he says, in our generation as well, there's a schut to hear from Shichei Tzibur, who are tzaddikim, Tamidei Chachamim. They use the tunes from the surrounding culture, and they incorporate it into our tefillah. Which is so he writes that it's strictly speaking that it's allowed. Now he actually quotes here from the Shela Tuchivot, Krach Shel Romi, who writes that this is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael amongst the Svaradim to use these tunes. And this is Rabbi Chaim Avram Gagin, the famous Rishon LeZion, quotes this is the minhag. Now, Rav Aja concludes his tshuva that even though there's disagreement about this, even though Rav Chaim Palagi was very upset and others who were Rabbi Mas'od Rokeach and the Sefer Maaseh Rokeach, it's still not the right thing, because how can you bring tinofet makom kedusha? How can you bring something tameh to a holy place? But nonetheless, you have the chidan, all these gedolim who acted otherwise. And Rav Aja concludes by saying, "Kol halacha shirofefa biadecha." That any halacha that you're not sure, quotes Yishami, quotes Salat, "Zerei machi tzibur noagim naokein." See what the tzibur is doing, and that's what you should follow. The Gemara Pesachim and Samakvav, "Im lo neviim, ein b'nei neviim." If we're not the neviim, we're children of neviim, so we respect the minhagim. However, Rav Aja adds in a very important footnote. When does this apply? This applies when these non-Jewish songs already have been forgotten. But if and at that point you could say they've gone out of the reshut of the sitra acha and they've come in the sitra kedusha, that's the much better way to go, and this is the proper way to go. And this way you have your naki, you're clean from any accusations. And because the problem is when the shir sibur puts the tefillah to tunes that are well known, that people still know, people are going to be thinking about those non-Jewish tunes that have Nivul Peh, Kol Teiva, which have very, very negative associations. And Rav Adya notes that the Gemara in Sotah says that David was punished for inappropriate songs with Zmirat Hayuli Chukecha, and so you know there's a downside in using songs that are still well known. So it's one thing to use the songs that to use non-Jewish tunes that have long been forgotten, but the ones that are still known, there's a downside in doing it. So therefore, Rav Adya concludes, and this is a very important footnote, look, we have so many Shirei Kodesh, beautiful, wonderful to listen to, that you can make the songs from. That's what the right way to do it is, as opposed to using songs in the tefillah from Tamei sources, and you just turn it to the tefillah. There's a serious downside in doing it, and that's what I would recommend, that's the right way to go. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week, with much bracha, much bryut.